Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of cortisol found under the endocrine section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a general overview. In terms of its production, remember that cortisol is secreted by the adrenal zona fasciculata in response to ACTH stimulation. And CRH is released from the hypothalamus to stimulate ACTH release from the pituitary. And cortisol is transported in the plasma bound to corticosteroid-binding globulin. In terms of its function, it maintains blood pressure in response to stress, and so it is permissive for catecholamines by upregulating alpha-1 receptors on arterioles. It decreases bone formation and decreases immune function by inhibiting leukotriene and prostaglandin synthesis. It decreases leukocyte adhesion and decreases histamine release, as well as inhibiting eosinophil production and IL-2 production. It increases insulin resistance, so it is diabetogenic, and increases gluconeogenesis, lipolysis, and proteolysis. Remember that these are all side effects of chronic corticosteroid use seen in Cushing's syndrome. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to cortisol, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 31-year-old woman presents to her primary care physician with a 3-month history of headaches and increasing weakness. She has also noticed increased hair growth on her face and weight gain. She says that she does not recall anything that would have triggered the onset of these symptoms, but that they have been getting worse over time. She has no significant past medical history, and physical exam reveals diffuse bruising and muscle wasting. Visual field testing reveals deficits in the bilateral temporal fields. Her temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, or 37 degrees Celsius. Blood pressure is 153/108. Pulse is 71 beats per minute, and respirations are 18 breaths per minute. Which of the following reactions will be increased in this patient? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, acetylcholine to acetate. Choice 2, hydroxycorticosterone to aldosterone. Choice 3, insulin to C-peptide. Choice 4, norepinephrine to epinephrine. Or choice 5, thyroglobulin to thyroxine. The best answer to this question is choice 4, norepinephrine to epinephrine. This patient who presents with weakness, hirsutism, central obesity, hypertension, and bruising most likely has Cushing syndrome secondary to a pituitary adenoma given the headaches and bitemporal hemianopsia. Overactivity of the adrenal glands in this syndrome will lead to increased conversion of norepinephrine to epinephrine. The adrenal gland is divided into a cortex and a medulla. The cortex is further subdivided into the zona glomerulosa, which produces aldosterone, the zona fasciculata, which produces cortisol, and the zona reticularis, which produces sex steroids such as dehydroepiandrosterone. The adrenal medulla serves as an end organ target of the sympathetic nervous system and converts norepinephrine to epinephrine through the action of phenylethanolamine and methyltransferase. Hypertrophy of the adrenal glands will cause increased production of both cortisol and epinephrine, which can result in the development of hypertension in the setting of Cushing syndrome. This form of hypertension is distinct from that found in hyperaldosteronism, which is regulated separately by the renin-angiotensin aldosterone system originating from the juxtaglomerular apparatus of the kidney. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Acetylcholine to acetate conversion would be increased in patients with myasthenia gravis, which can cause proximal muscle weakness that gets worse with prolonged muscle use. These patients would not have associated symptoms of central obesity, bruising, or hirsutism. Choice 2. Hydroxycorticosterone to aldosterone conversion would be increased in Kahn syndrome, which presents with isolated severe hypertension in otherwise healthy patients. Aldosterone is not classically elevated in patients with Cushing syndrome because the production of this hormone is regulated independently by the renin-angiotensin aldosterone system. Choice 3. Insulin to C-peptide conversion may be increased in the early stages of diabetes mellitus due to peripheral insulin resistance. Diabetes may be asymptomatic if mild, or present with polydipsia and polyuria if severe. Choice 5. Thyroglobulin to thyroxine conversion would be increased in Graves' disease, which may also present with muscle weakness. However, these patients would have associated symptoms of hyperthermia, exophthalmos, and heat intolerance. Finally, a bullet summary. Norepinephrine to epinephrine conversion by phenylethanolamine and methyltransferase in the adrenal medulla will be increased in patients with Cushing's syndrome. That's all for this review about cortisol. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.